Okay, welcome to our first ever virtual episode of Sundays with Poppy. I'm here, this is Jordan, grandchild number one. I'm here with
Jamie, grandchild number two. Oh, three.
Oh, yeah, three. And we are FaceTiming with the one and only Poppy. Say hi, Poppy.
Hi, guys. Love you.
Well, we hope you can hear him. If you're listening to this in a few weeks from now, just to remind you, we are here in quarantine. We are self-isolating in quarantine at home because we are in the middle of an unprecedented COVID-19 coronavirus, and we're all trying to stay safe. So sadly, we are not together with me, Mom, Poppy. They are quarantined in Florida and safe and healthy, thankfully, and we're here in Connecticut, but we had to be together virtually because we missed our Sundays with Poppy time so much, right, Poppy?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, since this is such a weird time, we figured we would use this to ask Dr. Cohen some questions about what he thinks about this, all of this craziness. So, Poppy, what are your initial thoughts of what's going on here? How are you dealing with it? And have you ever seen anything like this in your lifetime?
I'm going to answer that yes and no. In 1918, that's 102 years ago, the world was devastated by the Spanish flu.
Right.
It was an influenza virus that killed half of the world's population.
Wow.
Imagine that.
And how?
It's unbelievable.
That is really insane. When was this? Were you alive at this time? How old were you?
No, it was 102 years.
This was
ago.
Before your time.
1918.
Okay.
The second thing I remember is during World War II, they had rationing.
Mm-hmm.
Rationing meant you couldn't buy gas without a coupon. You couldn't buy meat without a coupon. You couldn't buy fruit without a coupon.
Right.
It was called the OPA. And guess who ran the OPA for the five boroughs of Manhattan?
Who?
My Aunt Rose.
Really?
Mommy was just telling us that you had an inn and you were always able to be first in line to get gas and everything else.
That's correct. Aunt Rose ran the whole operation for the city of New York.
Wow.
Well, think about this. My Aunt Rose, my mother's youngest sister, and my Aunt Helen, my father's youngest sister, both went to Brooklyn Law School in the 1920s, 100 years ago, two Jewish girls.
That's insane.
Is that amazing?
You had some powerful women in your family even back then.
Yes, we did.
That's crazy. So Aunt Rose ran all of that. So what do you remember from that time? How old were you at that time?
Well, when the war started, I was 4, and when the war ended, I was 8.
So do you remember things being weird? Like,
I remember two things. One is when the war ended and they had a victory party in my building, my parents wouldn't let Michael and I go. We looked out the window to see it. And the second thing I remember was that we once went to a butcher store with my mother, and my father's older sister, Molly, who you never heard of, was picketing this store because he accepted coupons from my mother. And she screamed it on my mother, and she said, "You're cheating. Your sister gives you extra coupons." Imagine that.
That's crazy. You were beating the system.
Yep. I was 8 years old, and I'll never forget that.
It's really crazy. So yeah, I mean, there are some of these really insane times in our history, but there, you know, everyone keeps saying there's really never been anything like this, where the whole world is just completely shut down.
Not in our lifetime, no.
So do you think that, okay, I was thinking about, like, I have a lot of friends who are doctors or nurses and working in the medical field right now, and they're in the hospital dealing with it, so what do you think, how would you feel if you were a doctor right now working in the hospital?
Well, I can only tell you that my office has shut down except for newborn baby shots. They're only giving shots to babies. They don't see any sickness.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, it's like, it's such a weird thing because you have to risk your own life and your own well-being and your family's health to go into the hospital and help save lives.
Absolutely. When you guys go to the grocery store, do you wear a mask?
We haven't been, but we're going to start now. We wear gloves.
Well, the gloves don't help if you touch your face.
I know. But now we have to wear a mask.
You can make a mask out of a scarf or a t-shirt.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We have to.
Yes, absolutely. When you go to buy gas and you got to clean off all the surfaces.
Right.
The door handles, the refrigerator door handles.
Right.
The light switches, everything you touch.
Right. Do you think that the world, our lives will ever be the same after this?
I do. I think that America will recover quickly after this. But I fear that after this episode ends, that it's going to come back with a vengeance in the fall.
Another wave.
Yes.
Do you have any medical tips for what have you read about the virus itself and medical tips for what we should all be doing other than staying home? We can wear a mask. Anything else we're missing?
Social distancing.
Social distancing.
That's at least 6 feet away from anybody like you and Jamie now.
Exactly. We're not social distancing from each other.
The other thing that's interesting is that for the first 48 hours after you catch this virus, you're not sick.
Right.
So you can still spread it even though you're not sick. And a small percentage of people who catch it never get sick and they can spread the virus. So you got to be very careful.
Right. I know. It's weird. The symptoms, you cannot have the symptoms. It's weird.
Yep.
Well, thankfully, we're all being careful. Do you think that this will be the crazy... Brooklyn's barking at us. Do you think this will be the craziest thing that we see in our lifetimes?
Short of a nuclear bomb going off here, yes.
Short of a nuclear bomb going off?
Yes.
Brooklyn!
Hold on 1 second. We have to tell Brooklyn to stop. Hold on. Brooklyn! Brooklyn!
Yeah?
You keep Brooklyn inside?
Yeah, but it can't travel through dogs.
Okay, really?
Yeah, they release that.
Okay, good.
So Brooklyn's safe. So okay. Poppy, you think this will be the craziest thing we see in our lifetimes, most likely?
Yes, Jamie, the dog could step on it on the grass.
But I don't think it can travel through her fur.
I don't think she can get it, and it doesn't stay on fur.
I don't think she can get it either, but if she licks the grass with her tongue, or she steps on it, or she rolls on it like she often does, she can pick it up.
Hopefully she doesn't.
How often does she bathe?
Bathe?
Yes.
Our groomer stopped coming.
She's you not. What?
The groomer stopped coming.
Everybody's
that coming. What, Poppy, so you think that life is going to return to normal after this? Or do you think that there will be things that change about how we interact with each other and people that, like, I think that I was never a germaphobe. Like, were you ever like crazy about germs being a doctor already? Like, were you so careful about washing your hands or would it make you uncomfortable to ride the subway in New York? Like, things like that that I never affected me, I think are going to change. Did he freeze?
Wash my hands between patients.
But say it again.
Riding the subway never bothered me, and I would wash my hands between patients.
Right, but you weren't, like, neurotic or crazy about it.
No.
But now do you think people who weren't ever neurotic or crazy about it will be because this has changed how they think about it?
You know, when your mother was born and Lauren was born and Karen was born, they wouldn't let me in the delivery room. Now everybody and his brother can go in the delivery room.
Not during coronavirus.
Have you seen what's been going on about petitioning for the husbands to be allowed in the delivery room during this crisis because they're not letting anyone in the hospital?
They shouldn't.
What are your thoughts on that? You think that's right, that the husband shouldn't be allowed in the delivery room right now?
Absolutely.
I think it's so sad.
It is sad, but it's safer.
I guess, yeah.
I guess you're right, but it's pretty sad.
All right, are you guys ready for a word?
All right, let's do the word. I forgot to do your riddle. Let's do your word and your riddle. Let's hear the word first.
LAGNIAPPA. No clue, girls.
Wait, can you say the word?
Lagniap.
Lagniap?
Yes.
Is it a medical term?
No.
It's not a medical term?
No.
Lagniap? I never heard that word.
The act of being lazy.
It's a gift.
Oh.
A gift?
Yes.
Any sort of gift?
Can you please use it in a sentence?
Oh, you froze. Can you use it in a sentence?
Your lagniap was a wonderful gift.
But I thought the lagniap was the gift.
Your lagniap was beautiful.
There we go. Okay. We got it. Okay, what about a riddle or a joke?
What were the Hawaiian Islands first called?
I don't know.
Aloha.
Good guess, Jane. It's wrong. The Sandwich Islands.
One more time?
The Sandwich Islands.
The Sandwich Islands? Why?
Yes. I don't know.
Really? Why did you know that?
Why did I know it?
Yeah.
Don't I always know everything?
Yeah, you do. All right, Jamie, your homework is to Google Hawaiian Islands.
Next week, we'll let you know why.
Say it again?
Next week, we'll come back with the reason why.
Okay. Where are Emily and Allie?
They're around here somewhere doing some work.
Okay, good.
Poppy, what book are you reading right now, and how many books have you read since quarantine started?
I read 3 books a week.
Same.
What book right now?
Let me get it. Hold on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Oh, we gotta check the Kindle. Jamie, is there anything we missed that we wanted to ask him? Burning questions about
blood memory.
What?
Blood memory.
Blood memory.
Sounds
okay.
Dark.
Well, check it out, Pop. Poppy's book suggestion.
How do I get you back?
Click on the top left green button.
FaceTime technical difficulties.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh, there we are.
There you go.
Good job.
I gotcha.
Poppy, you're a FaceTime pro.
Yes, I'm learning.
All right, are there any other words of wisdom you'd like to leave your Sundays with Poppy followers with before we sign off this episode?
Well, number one, I love you all very much.
We love you too.
And we want you to be protected always. And we'd love to see a grand great-grandbaby.
Hint, hint.
And just be careful. I mean, use your heads.
Good advice. This is wise wisdom from Dr. Cohen. We love you so much, Poppy. We are so happy that you're safe in Florida. And thank you for sharing these words of wisdom. I think we should have virtual Sundays with Poppies once a week until quarantine has ended.
Fine.
Okay, we'll set a time on our calendars.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
This time every Sunday would be good.
Okay, perfect. We're in. 3 o'clock on Sundays. All right, stay on the FaceTime. We'll just sign off the episode. Thank you all for tuning in. Poppy, say bye.
No, wait a minute. Just wait a minute. You gotta blow me my
No, we're not. We're gonna stay on the FaceTime. We're just ending the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Okay, say bye to your podcast people.
Bye, honey.
Love you guys. Love bye. You